Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's happening, John?
Hey, Brooks.
I'm Brooks, that's John.
Hi.
Baseball Buddies Podcast.
Hi. What's up?
And
how are you, buddy?
I think I hit record before, like, fully getting in the mood like I usually do. I usually take some good deep inhales and some exhales.
Mm-hmm. Red leather, yellow, unique New York.
Unique.
We do 45 minutes of warm-up before every podcast, obviously.
And this time I did not. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, let's get into this.
We were both kind of dragging our feet. We're just sort of sitting around chatting, not starting a podcast.
Said like a couple mildly interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's fine not to be on the podcast.
That's fine. Throw it away.
Wait, no, I think there's nuggets in that.
Oh.
We're going to use that. Save it. Save it.
Well, we did fuck up because we hung out on Thursday this week.
And you wanted to hang out on Saturday.
I know.
And I was like.
You're like, I'm wasting it.
We can't. I only see you for an hour and a half a week.
I know.
Can't see.
It's hard to expand your, flex your social muscles again because they've atrophied.
I'm back in. COVID's over.
Yeah.
I'm back in.
COVID's over. It's summertime. I got my flip-flops and shorts on.
Even
though it was 50 degrees and raining all day.
There's finally no masks here.
Yep.
No masks in Portland.
No one's wearing a mask.
And went out. Went axe throwing with you for Cause's birthday.
That's right.
Just fucking walked in there like we own the place without masks on.
Oh, coughing on each other, licking the bar.
Without showing our beautiful, beautiful faces to that bartender to get that sweet extra pour. Like, no. You know, I haven't been getting that.
No. And, yeah, it was great. It was nice.
I'm happy. I never want to wear a mask again.
We did it for 2 years. And that's it. We're done.
If... I was just thinking about this. Some people were able to go 2 years without saying masks are fake or don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They might have believed it, but they didn't scream it from the heavens to, let all their friends know that they're
You were secretly anti-mask the whole time?
I was secretly anti-mask. Oh, No. I didn't want to wear it, but I did just because,
It was easy.
It was really easy.
Yeah.
My wife made them.
I was talking to someone about
sweet polka dots.
Well, I think I was talking to your wife about it. A lot of wearing it was theater. It didn't do a whole lot, especially like the shitty masks that your wife made for me.
But they look so cool.
Hey, wait a minute. And, but that's fine. A lot of things we do is just for appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people wash their car? That's theater. That's a waste of time.
Why do you wear your non-cleaned underwear? Because your football team hasn't won or has won every week that.
Oh, your lucky underwear.
Lucky underwear.
Yeah. My favorite football team didn't.
Your
win.
Favorite football team
or did win
every time you wore that shirt? They won.
That's right. So
you can't find it, man. Where is it? What did your wife do with it?
Yeah, that's me. You know me, big football fan. Full of superstitions.
Why do you wear a cross around your neck, huh? Trying to let Jesus know you're one of the good ones.
Yeah. So when the rapture comes, he'll be like, "Oh, that guy's cool.
That guy's cool."
He's like, "I do remember getting crucified. Cool."
And he's got enough gold in that necklace to pay for to cross the
ferryman.
Yeah. Ferryman over the river Styx.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Charon or Charon.
Yeah.
As we all know.
But we made it.
Come sail away.
And I've just been going. I went to the bar around the corner from my house
mm-hmm.
the other night.
Yeah.
And played some pinball.
Pinball? That deaf, dumb, and blind kid, was he there?
No.
You know that pinball wizard?
No.
Oh. Sure, play a mean pinball. Yeah, he's a deaf, dumb, and blind kid. And he plays pinball. That's all he does.
I don't think I listen to lyrics to songs like...
Yeah, I'm picking up on that. Oh, by the way,
like 6 years ago, I was like, I was singing a No Doubt Just a Girl song. Uh-huh. I was karaokeing it.
Right.
I just thought it was a pretty sweet bop, growing up. And then,
girl in the world.
And then it was like, that's all they'll let me be.
Oh, right.
And I was like, wait a minute. They don't like Stefani. People don't treat women very, very nicely.
Hey, wait a minute.
We were talking at Axe Throwing about Kanye West, and his like big first hit was Through the Wire.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that, and he just straight up talks about it, like in between verses. He's like, I was in a car accident, and I have my mouth wired shut. I was like, oh, that the secret meaning behind this song. He's literally just saying it.
Through the wire.
Yeah.
I could have swore, but I could be mixing this up with 50 Cent.
Oh.
But 50 Cent got shot 9 times, and he doesn't walk with a limp. He don't walk with a limp.
Is that a song lyric?
That's a song lyric.
Yeah.
But
no, there's like
Kanye got hit, crashed his car.
And had his jaw wired shut. And no, he just
same rhyme
like in between the lyrics. He's just like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's very obvious. I was like, oh shit, I guess I never listened to it. I'm just here for the bop part.
I'm just here for the sweet. Yeah, the worst thing is going to
that hook.
Going to karaoke where you think you know the song, but all you know is the chorus where you repeat the same words.
Fault. Yeah, that'd be my problem.
Like. Coming to America. That's the Neil Diamond. Born in America. Wait, born in America?
Born in the USA?
Born in the USA.
By the boss?
I was.
Didn't that go on for like 45 minutes?
It's like an 8-minute long song.
Fuck that.
And it's like talking about Vietnam and going there and killing folks.
Oh.
And like all this stuff. I was born. See?
I know. There's another song by The Boss. It's like Run Free or something like that. It's about like leaving New Jersey because he fucking hates it. Something like that.
He's known for.
I don't like, what's his name? The Boss? Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Good old Cash.
Good old
Neil.
Neil. Brenner.
Yeah,
Neil Brenner.
The comedian.
Yep.
Hey, what?
We were talking.
You don't want to talk about songs we kind of remember?
We were talking, went to today.
Axe throwing.
Went to axe throwing. Fun times. Axe are fun to throw.
It's like darts, but worse.
It's like darts, but heavier.
And way more dangerous.
Way more dangerous.
I mean, I'm not worried about your cause hitting me with an axe. I think we're a fairly.
Yeah. I don't know if
cautious adults.
I guess it is more dangerous, but I'm crazy like when I'm playing darts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think they're dangerous at all.
Not really, unless you get hit in the eye.
Okay. So maybe they're less dangerous, but yeah, somebody's throwing darts and I'm like walking through. Yep.
Yeah.
Coming through with some pitchers here.
Also, those axes, they're hatchets, by the way. They're not axes. We were hatchet throwing. And it's very important. For us country folks.
It was one big axe.
Or was that was a border hatchet? Yeah, it's kind of a big hatchet. They're dull as shit. They wouldn't really. They would just hit you and hurt like as a blunt object, but they're not going to like chop your arm off or anything.
But
unless you bring your own. I asked the dude, you can bring your own.
Like, I saw they had a couple you could
buy.
You
mentioned that. Oh, but you said. Oh, no. Kaz said a guy came in with a bunch around his belt.
He came in with like a bandolier, like 8 of them.
Yeah, I bet that guy watches a lot of anime. That'd be my guess.
Tentacle porn?
Well,
that too?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You should see his
sort of unrelated.
See his other bandolier. What's on that?
Bunch
of tentacles.
Oh.
But yeah, it's just something to do while you're standing around drinking
beer.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
You just pick up an axe and throw
it. Chuck it every once in a while. I mean, it's pretty fun when it chunks in there. You're like, doo. Yeah, I could kill someone with this. If they were standing very still.
Don't move.
And I got to get my footwork just right. The distance is very important.
Wait. Okay, so I'm going to set up my house where I have it marked off. If a robber breaks in.
And stops moving.
And stops moving right at my bedroom door, I can stand like on my side of the bed.
Yep.
Almost against the wall, and I think I can get
you can get one
full rotation. All don't right. Move!
Freeze!
Hold on there, sir.
Let me find my hatchet.
Jamie, where'd you put the hatchet?
I was thinking about it.
Hold on.
The hatchet throwing is, to me, I feel like if you grew up in the country like I did, You've absolutely just, or gone camping ever. You've done that 100 times already at any old tree in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a, it's a bar game for people who've never been camping or grew up in the city and they've like never seen a hatchet.
I think there's a lot of
the novelty being a lot more interesting for those folk.
I think there's a lot of that happening.
Because the people next to us in the stall over,
mm-hmm.
they were having a great time. Like that chick was going nuts. She's like, I've never held a hatchet in my life. And, you know, me, I'm an old...
This old thing?
I'm an old woodsman.
Mm-hmm.
And this is old hat for me. I was like, I should have brought my own hatchet.
I have a hatchet tattoo that I just remembered I had.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Should have showed that off at the bar.
I forgot I had that.
Interesting.
Should have had that in a better placed spot on my body.
You can't see your own shoulder?
You know, I can't look at my ball sack all the time. Mm. See, John? Look at it.
That's why I wrote my social security.
Oh.
Every time I have to pull it out. Hold on. Let me look.
Hold on.
Zip. Makes the DMV a lot more interesting.
But yeah, just throwing axes and drinking. But what I was thinking is...
Yeah, it's a terrible combo.
I've noticed there's been a lot of things like beer pong became a bar. Like there's bars in Portland. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't...
Is it beer pong or Beirut?
Beer pong.
Okay.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Germans?
Cosnos. Whenever I do drinking party stuff or drinking games, Cos is always there, and I just like do what he says because he knows all the rules and how to play them.
He took a class in high school of all the drinking games out there in Oregon City. Wait, he went to my high school. Never mind. Take it back.
Cut that out.
But yeah, there's all these cool things. Next, it'll be like buck and hay. Like
hay,
you show up at a bar and there's just a bunch of hay bales.
Like stack them up. You're like, oh boy.
I like stacking hay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Like if I went to a bar and on one side of the room.
No, it wouldn't be.
There'd be like 30 bales of hay.
They're just your chairs, and you can arrange them however you like.
Yeah, I would like stack them up and make cool shit, like a big pyramid.
No, here, $1 million
while we're drinking.
Bale of hay Jenga. Right?
Fucking. Oh, you hear what happened to Johnny last week? Died.
The Jenga tower of hay fell on him. Oof, actually, I think you'd be all right. I've had a few bales of hay fall on me. I actually fell off a stack of bale of fell off the back of the truck. The stack collapsed,
mm-hmm.
and I fell off.
Shit!
And I fell like 5 feet, and I hit the trailer hitch, and I hit it perfectly that it didn't kill me. I just like landed. It hit my shoulder and my hip at the exact same time. I'm horizontal, and I missed the cranky do.
And both of them kind of slowed you down enough to not break anything.
I just went thunk, hit the hitch. The Y part of the hitch, and I was like, oh, holy shit, that was bad.
You hopped up, looked around, make sure nobody saw
you. My boss saw me, and he's like, are you all right? You know, obviously it looked bad. And I was like, I'm fine. He's like, just fucking sit down for a minute. Don't do anything. I got to make sure you're not going to die. But, you know, I was young, right? I fell and I bounced. Now I'd be in 1,000 pieces.
Yeah. It's, I've noticed... With getting old, I'm still not willing to say don't get old. I haven't got to that point yet.
The worst advice.
I will let you guys know. But, I get up slower.
Oh, yeah.
I don't just jump up anymore. I've learned to not hit buttons real fast.
Right, yeah.
But axe throwing, my shoulder was just fine after that.
Is your shoulder still fucked up from the slip and slide 3 years ago at Steve's party?
It might be.
No.
But if it comes to it. I'll probably have to delete that episode and this.
Oh, no.
If it comes to it. For some reason, if I've medically... No, I don't...
Oh, okay.
If in the future, 5 years from now, they're like, oh, yeah, Brooks, you say you hurt your shoulder at work.
Oh, I see. Plausible deniability.
But back in October of...
pre-existing condition.
2019, you sure talked about a slip and slide incident.
Well, I know Pete's shoulder, he was showing us the other night, is really jacked up, and I don't think there's any particular reason. It's just like, yeah, it hurt one day, and now it just doesn't work.
It just...
Yeah, oh, cool. My body's falling apart.
You can't...
I'm not even 40.
You can't be like John McCain and say it was because you were a prisoner of war?
Yeah. Boy, that guy milked it.
Milked it.
Glad that guy's dead. Rest in power.
I like John McCain.
Wait, did he die?
After John McCain died, I learned about him, and I was like, he was an all right guy.
No, he was fine.
Before he died, I was like, that guy's a piece of shit.
Oh, no, actually, well, I remember in 2000, he was a lot more politically active. And, I mean, I never really minded the guy. He's a politician.
He can't raise his hands above his head, man.
Yeah, I know. We all know. We all heard.
Need to be able to do that to be president. In my eyes.
Yeah, it comes up a lot. Eyes. Comes up a lot.
What if a baby gets dropped out of the White House window?
The only one who can save him is the president.
And he's down below to catch. He won't be able to.
That baby's going to die. It's going to be on his hands.
His blood is on.
That blood is on his hands.
His hands. I don't know why it came up today.
Yeah.
But I was talking about, I think it came up because Jackson was talking about Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
And their value and why things are worth, have value. And I was talking about, I saw this cool old car and I'm like, that car is probably a $30,000 car just because it's 50 years old.
Yeah.
And it came up to...
It's from the 70s.
It's from the 1970s.
Yeah, a real classic.
Whoa, that's so old.
They had cars back then?
He said, my Pokemon cards are about that old. And I was like, no, those are from the 90s. That's the 70s, were 20 years before that.
Wow.
And long before I was ever alive.
Right, right.
And it comes up, we're talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to explain cryptocurrency.
Oh, please do.
To Jackson.
Explain it to your friend John.
A cryptocurrency.
Yes.
A guy.
Uh-huh.
Some human. Made up some sort of blockchain, something or other.
What's that?
I don't know what blockchain is. It's okay. A word I heard.
Fair.
And then called them Bitcoin and released them all over the internet and all to be found in magical ways. If you for those at home, I'm raising my
gesturing,
hands
yeah.
higher than John McCain ever could.
Stay down, McCain.
Great guy.
I hear.
They actually were going to release him from POW camp. And he said, I'm not going home without the rest of my team.
Is that true?
Because he was like a high up guy.
That's cool.
And he's like, I'm not going home. And
rest in power, King. Finish your fucking Bitcoin. So. Yeah. He scattered them across the metaverse, and we have to find them.
And
we have to dig them up like diamonds.
And then they have things that mine, whatever. And I'm like talking about they were worth nothing. Then they were worth like a penny or something. And then a dude bought a pizza with it.
Yep.
Spent like thousands of them buying a pizza or whatever. And then somehow they became worth $44,000 or whatever they are today.
Sure.
And I pulled it. He's like, what?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
And then he came home and wanted to learn more about Bitcoin.
Oh, no.
Did I create a monster?
Why don't you ask your brother Ryan to explain it to him?
Did I create a monster, John?
No.
I think like our only job as parents is to like get our kids interested in something. If he wants to be interested in cryptocurrency,
he's gonna be a crypto guy.
And if I give him $100 to buy some cryptocurrency because he's shown me that he's done his research and
I guess. I mean, it's all speculative.
That's what it's all just. That's what I've told him. Like, it's kind of gambling and it's kind of just a made up, make believe thing that
absolutely.
People, yeah. Like gold and silver is an actual thing that you have.
That is shiny. Yeah, if he wants to start going down to the pawn shop, putting a couple coins in his pocket.
But I said, hey, he gets $3 a week allowance.
That's not much. It's pretty weak.
What are you?
I mean, I don't give my kid an allowance.
Okay, well.
I just buy him whatever he wants whenever he asks.
Oh, okay.
Is that weird?
That's fine.
Okay.
So he gets the $3 a week and he saves up and he buys Pokemon cards or whatever. And I said, if you want me to pay in Dogecoin, doggy coin.
Doge? Yeah, that's how you're supposed to say
it. It's not doggy anymore?
No. No, who says doggy coin?
I thought you said doggy coin one time.
I sure didn't.
Okay.
It's Doge, unfortunately.
You want to buy some Dogecoin?
Yeah, no.
And I was like, hey, Jackson, Dogecoin's a thing I heard about when you could get 10 for a penny. And then it went up to like 16 cents.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he gets all into it and he's been doing a ton of research, I mean, it's not, wouldn't be the end of the world to give him $50 to fritter away and to go into some crook's pocket. I mean, it seems fine.
I mean, I do have my acre of the moon here that I'm still waiting on cashing in on.
Yeah, as long as you don't read that last line in the bottom corner about how it's just for fun.
I'm going to show up at SpaceX and be like, you better not fucking land on these coordinates here.
Stay the fuck off my acre. But, I mean, there's probably better things for him to spend his money on, like Robux.
No, that's worse.
Oh, worse? I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
That'd be a good analogy, right? If you wanted to explain to him about value of virtual nonsense garbage, just be like, hey, you know those shoes and fucking Roblox that you love? That are 5,000 Robux.
Mm-hmm.
They're not real. They're not a real thing. Same as Bitcoin.
You can sell those things. Wasn't there a thing with like World of Warcraft where you'd build up your thing and you could sell off your whole, like something you'd played 1,000 hours on and you got your level up? Yeah,
you can sell your account.
You can sell off your account.
That's where you give them your login.
Yeah.
And they just play as you. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know there is value to them occasionally. If you have like really rare items that you can't get anymore.
I got Mr. T. I got the Mr. T skin.
Yeah, the Mr. T World of Warcraft skin is very valuable. Only one person has Mr. T.
Mr. T.
I mean, it's just like anything in this life. Things only have value that we assign it.
I think he really wants to make some money.
All right. Well, he's not going to.
No, he's not going to. I told him he has a better chance mowing lawns.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. Maybe this will burn him out of that stupid nonsense, and he won't think he can get rich quick by doing some, you know, prospective crypto buying. I mean, he's a little young for that shit, but if he does a bunch of reading, you know. Watches a bunch of YouTube videos. No, it's a bad.
Okay. I just wanted to learn. I did. Yeah,
it might be good. It might be a good learning process.
The other night, he was telling me about a dude on YouTube who made some game, an app, some sticky jumping game.
Okay.
And he invented this app and he made thousands of dollars. And I said, okay, cool.
Make an app.
I said, Jackson, you program a video game for me, of me, a Brooks, like a day in the life of Brooks, where I'm running around, platforming,
right?
You know, collecting pieces of wood, scrap wood, to turn into bowls at the end.
Oh, yes, yes.
Some microphones. Maybe I have a podcast, something or other.
He's got to draw all these graphics, everything?
All the hot tub. Well, it could be really shitty quality stick figures.
There's a lot of, you know, teaching kids programming through gaming. That is a huge part of the initial education in code.
I said, I will give you $100 if you make me a game.
Oh, that's a good goal. I think that's worthwhile.
And he's like, no, that's a lot of work. And I'm like, well, yeah, $100 is a lot of dollars.
Yeah, no shit.
So I'm just gonna give it to you.
I mean, if it was fun, it wouldn't be work.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't pay you to do it. That's the real shitty thing you learn as you grow up. Oh, wait a minute. None of this is fun.
It's not.
This sucks. That's why I'm paid to do it. All right. Damn it.
Good thing I get paid 37 Dogecoin an hour, man.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow.
So I might be rich. I might have a rich son someday.
Yeah. You should put all your eggs in that basket. It'll be all right. It'll work out.
Just Jackson.
I just need one invest. More. I just need a couple more grand, Dad.
You got my full 401k all into the coin.
Yeah, go for it. You can always live in my basement.
You can buy 3 Bitcoin or 1,000,000 Dogecoin.
Have them buy the AMC stock. How's that doing?
To the moon.
To the moon.
Yeah, is that to the moon yet?
No, but it did bring the stock back. I don't know. I'm not the guy to ask about this shit. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I don't.
No idea how to manage my money.
I'm scared to lose money.
I'm a complete retard. I'm a complete idiot.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't know how to manage my own finances.
And I'm scared. If I made, like, I don't mind blowing some money going to Vegas for a fun couple days. But if I were to take that money and invest it in something.
Like, I have access to a lot of money, and I'm too scared to spend it.
I'm like, oh, no. She'll beat me.
She'll beat me. No, I'm just like, not scared of my wife. I'm scared of spending money. Makes me anxious. I was actually having a hard time with it. Yesterday, my goal for this weekend was to get my wife's Jeep running up and moving.
Uh-huh.
Because
I mean, she parked it.
We parked it seven years ago. And I was like, well, I know I have to get a new battery, right? I actually disconnected it, but it was toast, right? The chemistry in those only lasts for so long. It's not going to be okay. So I was like, God, I got to spend $100 on a new battery.
Now they're like 200.
No, it was still $100.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, I've been thinking about it for a long time, but this $100 buy-in was really deterring me. And I was like, I needed to get like a pep talk from my wife. I'm like, is this okay? Can I spend $100? And she's like, yeah, if I'm going to drive it, yeah, that's fine. I was like, okay. I had to get like permission. Not permission. I needed her support to go spend $100. So, Saturday I wake up, dink around, go buy a battery, pop up in the hood, you know, swap in the new one. And
crank that baby over.
I knew the
oil,
the gas.
Gas was.
Yeah. So my most recent memory of it was like 6 years ago. I tried to move it and gas started spraying everywhere. And I was like, oh no. And I just turned it off and never touched it again. So I put the new battery in and clicked it into like aux mode or whatever you call it. You know what I'm talking about? Where like the
accessory
mode. And I could hear a gurgling and like a funny sound coming. And then I could smell gas. And I go, hey, Tanya, can you click it over? I'll crawl under and I'll see what's going on, right?
That's a pump kicking on?
Yeah. So I crawl under there and there's the fuel pump's like right in front of my face. And there's a little hose clamp where like the line's connected. And sure enough, gas is just squirt, 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 squirt. I go, oh, fuck, it's right there.
Perfect.
Like, it was like the easiestly spotted error, right? So you're like chasing these things.
So you drove up to 122nd to that, picked up some thin black hose.
I'm sorry?
You picked yourself up some thin black hose, brought them home.
What? Thin black hose?
Yeah, for your gas
Jesus
line.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you had to get some thin black hose.
No, for gas. I tightened the hose clamp and it's fine.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought those hose had got corrupted under there.
H-O-S-E. Hose.
Yeah. W-H-O-E.
Wait.
H-O-E.
Anyway.
Yes.
So I'm under there and I was like, hey, Tiny, can you half turn on the engine? And she like fully turns it on and it like jerks and almost runs me.
Oh,
over.
Shit.
Because it was still in gear. I was like, ah. I mean, it would have just squished me a little.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't have killed me.
It's four wheel drive. It'd drive up over you.
Yeah, it'd be all right. So my wife almost killed me. And then, I tightened it down. I changed the oil, flushed the radiator, checked all the fluids. I put some gas treatment in, put some fresh gas in it. Fucking running's like. Runs like a champ.
Nice.
Yeah. So we drove it around, washed it up, gave the kids a joyride around the block, and we should be driving it occasionally now.
Is it because your car is on its last leg and you're like,
No, I wanted to...
For the gambler?
I want to take it to the gambler just because it'd be fun to drive. It's, you know, it's a hell of a lot of fun to drive that old Jeep. It's a 93 YJ. 2.5 liter four cylinder.
And your wife bought it.
She bought it in 2003. It was 10 years old. She paid $5,000 for it, cash. And she's had it ever since. And we stopped driving it when we had kids, you know. You can't really put a car seat in it. I mean, you kind of can.
Man, those kids top down.
Yeah.
It's soft
top.
Owen would be wearing a tank top all over the place.
Well, we've always told him it's his car when he's old enough to drive. It'll be a terrible car for him to drive. People will be fucking with him constantly because, you know, with the soft top, anyone with a pocket knife can cut open the windows and get in. So you just leave it unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will just open it and put shit in your car, take shit out, and just fuck with you. So we have a club. They still, I don't know if they still make clubs.
They do.
But we have a club.
They do. Jamie's mom still uses a club in her car. Yeah. That's pretty new.
Okay.
Like 2 years old.
And all right.
Does this thing
well, we have a vintage club. For whatever that does. And so I want to take it to the gambler, and I just want to have it working so we can take it out in the summertime, and taking the top off is a lot of fun. Maybe I'll bring it over here sometime, and it's a great fun thing to drive. And
take the doors off.
Yeah. The doors, you just lift them off. It's so easy. And working on it's a lot of fun because you open up the engine. There's all this room and there's like five things in there. You're like, wonder what's wrong. Oh, it's number one.
Huh?
Oh, number two next time. Anyway, the real reason I moved it is so I could set up my hot tub.
Oh, which is that why your hair is all
which is why my hair is wet. I plugged it in last night and it was 99 at like 6 o'clock. And I was like, well, close enough. Kids want to jump in, and so we were soaking a little bit before I came over.
I was in the hot tub with my kids.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
My hair's all slicked down too.
I was like, you know, I'm coming down hard on the dad rules with this. This is a brand new one, fresh out of the box.
No fucking around with this hot tub.
I was like, we're not going to ruin this one like we did the last one.
Last one, free.
This one, I spent money on. I care deeply about it, and so. You know, the kids are being pretty well behaved and they were splashing around making like a whirlpool. I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to go inside. Be cool, kids. Be cool for like 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I'll be right back. I was going to get dressed and go back out. And I went inside and I'm standing in the kitchen, like dripping on the floor, and like could have been 45 seconds. June comes running and crying because Owen splashed her in the face. It was a big old fucking mess. I was like, I just left the fucking garage. You guys can't be cool for more than 60 seconds. It's crazy.
I think when we say be cool to our kids, they hear,
do whatever you want.
Don't be cool. Don't be.
Yeah. I was having a rough day yesterday with trying to fix the Jeep. I'm moving shit around in the garage. You know, I'm trying to set up the hot tub. I'm cleaning. And the kids are just constantly coming out like, what are you doing? What's going on? What are you doing? And they're like climbing in the Jeep. And I'm like, getting really frustrated trying to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are just there, or they're like run out into the street. Anyway,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
these kids will be the death of me.
They will. Yeah, probably. But it's okay. I've spread my genetics, and it's time for me to pass.
You've done your job.
Hmm. Speaking of, time to pass on. What do you got over there?
Speaking of, we got an email. Hey, John.
Yes.
Got an email here.
Yeah.
Also, a Patreon thing just popped through.
Joe saying hi.
I am a member of four patrons.
That's too many.
Well, like two of them are just for $3.
That's too much.
So I'll just give them those $3.
No.
I would have probably wasted those $3. On other things.
No, they don't need it.
They need it. They need it for whatever they do.
What, drugs?
Yeah, probably.
I'll take $3. I'll spend it on drugs.
Okay, should I just leave $3 on that side of the
table? Every week.
Every week.
In like quarters and nickels. Like, yeah, sweet.
Ooh, an email from crypto.com.
Oh. You signed up already.
I halfway signed up.
Matt Damon told me to.
It was Matt Damon.
Oh, good.
He personally told me. Full of food.
Oh, finally. Are you okay, Andy?
It's about time. I'm starting to think I eat for emotional reasons.
You're starting to think that?
Gentlemen, after we dropped Sandy off at the airport for her return to North Carolina, Brandy and I went to a highly recommended restaurant for brunch. I had beer mosas and a plate of quesadillas. That was, it said now whisper quesadilla.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, instructions in here. Don't get hung up on the Spanish. It's breakfast, not, wait. Okay, it didn't even say quesadillas. Don't get hung up on the Spanish. It's breakfast nachos. What a chilaquiles. Okay. It's breakfast nachos.
Oh, my God.
Now, I thought it said quesadillas, man. I am wearing glasses, but I've had some whiskey.
Right.
I need one glass of whiskey glasses, two glass of whiskey glasses. Oh, I see.
As you drink, you increase your prescription. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's smart.
It's breakfast nachos. Ooh, breakfast nachos, yeah. With like potato, cheese, and you got some egg on there.
I don't know.
Now I just want to sit on the couch. I'm sure you know the feeling.
Yep.
Last week I came home at long night, 9:30 from work.
Ugh. Why is it so late?
It was just a bad day.
Okay.
And I said, Jamie, I got home. I did my duties.
What does that mean?
I like put my lunch.
Oh.
Emptied my lunchbox. Quickly.
You're talking about like your husbandly duties.
Quickly loaded up the dishwasher, did some things. And then Jamie had to work the next morning.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go sit on the couch and eat dinner and then not get back up.
Yeah.
So good night. Oh. I won't be coming in to tuck you in.
You slept on the couch?
No, I was just like, I'm just going to sit down here for the next couple hours and then I'll come to bed.
Yeah. Some days are like that.
It's spring-like. Or it's spring-like.
Yeah.
There we go. Exclamation point. Is it safe to take off the snowplow? Maybe I should give it till the end of the month. A freak snowstorm in April is not unheard of.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll wait a couple more weeks.
Two years ago, it snowed this week, and I still have my Christmas tree out on the lawn. And I took a picture. I put it on Facebook. I was like, who's left now, idiots?
I still got my Christmas tree
in the lawn.
I tossed out front. Yeah, I should cut that up and put it in the
yard debris. Is it just spindly branches?
It's all brown.
I had a Nordman and it still looked really nice.
Yeah.
Like the needles were still green and on the tree. And I'd cut that right after Thanksgiving and I never watered it because I know like the Nordman does not lose needles. It never needs water. It's the best Christmas tree.
I was thinking about making a TikTok video with my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And I have some green spray paint and be like, just get ready for next year.
There you go.
But I didn't want to waste that precious.
Spray paint's not cheap.
It's not cheap. Yeah. Whenever I see tags up, a pretty big, good-sized mm-hmm. tag on a wall, I'm like, that was probably like $50 worth of paint.
That's why they lock up the paint, not because they don't want you to have it. It's those guys will just steal it.
Yeah.
Those guys.
But imagine
taggers.
If I wanted to do an awesome mural night.
It costs a lot of money.
And I wasn't going to steal. And I'm like, I just bought $70 worth of spray paint and then went snuck out at night to tag. That shows some dedication.
It seems, yeah.
To the craft.
Who are these people tagging? I mean, I get it. I guess when you're a teenager, it seems fun. But there has to be like grown-ass adults who are working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Putting like grown up money into it. Right?
I mean, some of them look fucking
amazing.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's an interesting world. Anyway.
Second email. Giant Scorpion 2024.
He's got my vote.
Gentlemen, where do I sign up for Giant Scorpion 2024? He, she, it's got my vote.
Yeah. Easy. And
I think we have to Photoshop a giant scorpion in 2024. Yeah. Who's going to say no to a giant scorpion? Like
not me.
No, not me.
He wins every debate. He just quickly snips the other guy in half. Snip. There we go. And we all politely clap and it walks back into its cave. You know, it couldn't be any worse.
Not
sleepy Joe Biden.
Am I right?
Gas prices. Oh, my goodness.
How's a scorpion going to get gas prices to go up, huh?
He can't.
He'll be like, you fucking lower those prices. or else.
And everyone's like, oh,
pinch, pinch,
pinch, pinch, pinch, pinch. I've seen him pinch. He's fucking crazy.
Have you seen those pinchers, man? Fucking means it.
You know, I was just thinking about the dog hole.
What's that?
Come on down to the dog hole. We got dogs. We got a big hole. Dogs are in the hole. They love it. You love it. We all love it. It's a fucking national treasure. Say it with me now, everyone together. Dog hole.
Dog hole.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how happy are you to have experienced the mind crusher called the dog hole?
Is this a new sponsor? Go on down to the dog hole.
Yeah. The dogs are in the hole. They love it. You love it. I mean, you're not wrong. What kind of mutt? Is there mud in the bottom of that hole? I bet it is.
Oh, man. Do you feed them? Do you toss them? Dogs in a hole? I don't know if I'd be excited.
I mean, you have a tenuous relationship with holes ever since your mom filled in that hole that you've been digging. And that guy ate the candy and left a wrapper and didn't give you any.
You've been re-listening to our
old episodes. And you were hurt. You were still emotionally hurt by that 25 years later?
As a podcaster, John.
Yes.
I leave all my stories on the table.
Right.
Same once and never again. I'm sure you've never reheard a thing.
Nope.
And it gets removed from my mind.
Hey, was Jackson giving you sass today?
He was fucking giving me some sass.
Yeah, that never comes up.
Yeah, why did my mom fill in that hole? Ugh. She was worried about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, dog hole.
Dog hole.
On the corner of 217 and Schultz
Road. Right. Open Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Right across from the Shane Co. We have any questions over there? You know who's coming on the show next week?
Oh, don't make promises you can't keep.
Someone that said, when I texted him earlier this week, mm-hmm. I said, hey, you want to come on the podcast soon? And he said, anytime.
He said, who the fuck is this?
He said, lose this fucking number, you piece of shit. He said, anytime, and except for when I texted him this morning and I said, hey, man, how about tonight? And he goes, not tonight.
Anytime,
but tonight.
But not tonight. I'm busy. Yeah. Anyway, Brian Siegenthaler from some kind of show wrote in 27 great questions.
So fancy. 27 great questions.
The man who has my 3D printer and apparently he's using it for something. So that's good.
Cool.
Hey. We'll talk all about it next week. Would you engage in a coin flip wherein the options were death or an amount of money? And if so, how much money would it take to make it worth your while? $10 million coin flip, heads or tails. You do it? $10 million.
I mean, we just talked about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to gamble $100 for nothing.
Yeah. That doesn't add up.
So my life for $10 million, well, I could buy a lot. It would be.
Yeah, but you could buy so much crypto with $10
million. It would need to be life changing, like generational.
You don't think $10 million would change your life?
Yeah, but not enough to risk my whole life.
You're thinking like Carnegie Foundation money?
Like everybody who hates me for some reason, who I pissed off in my life, rightfully so.
Sure.
I mean, they had it coming, I'd say. I'd make it right.
They started it.
I'd make it right with them. And I'd be like, hey, here's $1 million. I'm sorry.
Do you think that would work?
Somebody gave me $1 million and said.
No. Say you have $1 billion.
Yeah, if I had $1 billion.
We do a bill. A sweet billion. You call the coin flip.
Can I wait like 12
and then,
years?
Why is that?
Can I wait to make this flip?
Sure.
Can I get like some money down?
No.
Can I get like $5 million down? And then
I have a gold coin in my pocket. And whenever you want, you can come up to me and ask.
Oh.
$1 billion. Heads or tails. And if you lose, you just blink out of existence. Boop, you're gone.
So I gotta use your coin.
I have it. I'm in charge of it.
Can I get a replica of that coin for practice?
Absolutely. You practice all you want.
Fucking practice.
This is a fair coin. It can be weighed and measured. Have a scientist sign off on it. A scientist in my pocket.
Oh, shit.
And we're all in cahoots ever since the moon landing. And, yeah. But you don't have to do it today. You can do it in 10 years. You can do it on your deathbed.
What if Ooh. What if this is just a offer from the government?
But if you're on the death on your deathbed, I'll be like, psych. What are you going to do? I ain't paying you $10 billion dollars.
No, I'm saying, what if the government just offered up? You got a one-time coin flip.
Okay.
You get $500,000 or we kill you.
Why would the government do this?
It's a one-time thing.
Just to get rid of half the nation?
Yeah. What if, I'm talking 20 years from now when robots have like made us obsolete.
When giant scorpion finally succumbs to the scorpion plague and the robots take over.
Yeah, giant robot takes them out after the second term, of course. You know, you can't have the same political party getting the third.
Robots come in.
Yeah, robots come in, and this is when they implement this. 500 grand or death.
I think a lot of people would take it.
Flies through the Senate, through the House.
Oh, yeah.
On to be signed by robot.
Right. King robot.
King robot.
Yeah, that to me, there's no question. I wouldn't do that ever.
Yeah.
There's no amount of money because my life isn't that bad, you know?
Well, what if you had
the problems I have money canceled.
But what if you had some sort of uncurable cancer and you're like, hey, you got 5 years to live and
I would wait till the very last second, you know? Unless I'm like, my quality of life is diminished greatly. I'm like, I wish I was dead.
Fuck, I keep getting this milk.
Fuck, I keep winning all this money.
God said suicide's bad, so I'm waiting for the government to kill me.
But MASH told me suicide is painless.
Suicide is painless.
Something. All right, time to turn the TV off. Fucking MASH is on. I'm a 6-year-old. That's what I want to watch.
I was pretty young.
You're like, is this a comedy? Wait, none of this is funny. This is very grim and about people dying all the time.
Just like I didn't.
What a bummer. Thanks, Alan Alda.
Just like I didn't listen to lyrics. I don't think I listened to people talking because I watched quite a bit of MASH.
You're just excited for Shapes and Colors.
I just liked the moving people on the talking.
Like, that one guy's dressed like a lady.
Ah.
Wasn't he trying to get out of the art services by dressing like a woman?
Was before. That it? Yeah. Mm. They were like, you're
right close. In with your MASH.
Didn't you watch MASH a couple years back?
No, I was talking about Cheers.
Oh, okay. That's the same to me.
Yeah. That's fair.
They were always.
I only watched like 5 episodes. I was like, this show's good. And then I was like, man, I'm bored.
In the side, like over on the side of the medic tent. There was like a drunk mailman and his buddy, Norm.
Oh, yeah?
Chatting.
Drinking beers. Norm.
Yeah.
Was one of them that guy from Pixar movies? John Ratzenberger?
The
mailman?
Yeah, I believe so.
Cliff Clavin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe so.
Good job, brain. Remember that forever.
I don't need to know that.
Hey, John, what's your phone number? I don't know.
I have my parents' phone number.
Oh, yeah. My childhood phone number?
I know my best friend Aaron's phone number, 234-8380.
Give him a call. See who's there.
No area code. It was that long ago in Oregon where we didn't have to put in that 503 before something.
Like people can't figure that out.
Kids. I only used to have to dial 7.
I remember numbers. When that changed and I was like, I don't like it.
Bullshit.
I was like, 503? What? I made a time. I got places to be. I'm like 16.
And then every once in a while, I'd be in the principal's office and they're like, you got to dial 9 to get out. And I'm like, oh no, another number.
Impossible.
Out of front.
You do have to dial 9 to get out. Let's deal with that. Hey, you know what?
What's that?
I got something for you.
What do you got for me?
I have $223 in my bottle drop account. For those who don't know, in Oregon, aluminum cans cost you 10 cents and you get 10 cents back when you give them to a recycler.
$223?
Yeah, dude. I've been soaring it up.
You get paid, what, 10% more if you go to Fred Meyer?
Yeah, but then I have to pay 20% more for the shit they sell. Yeah. What should I buy with ball drop money?
What you go is you get that 20% more at Fred Meyer, and then you get the discount stuff at Fred Meyer's, the clearance stuff.
Okay.
And this way you're rolling that into like $500 in day-old pastries.
Do they sell Bitcoin at Fred Meyer? Okay. Maybe. Maybe.
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Because that's the one that's like, you know.
What?
I'm pushing Dogecoin on my boy because it's like, it's 12 cents.
And it seems fun. It's right? You got that funny little dog?
Seems fun. Right. And yeah, if Dogecoin goes up by 3 pennies, that's a lot more than Bitcoin going up by.
Did you talk about this a lot today with your son?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems to be the only thing on your mind.
What's that? That's all we've talked about.
Oh, good.
Except for it was Lizzie's 31st birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Lizzie.
Happy birthday, friend of the show, Lizzie.
31.
31.
Yeah, it's no fun anymore.
She was born all the way back in 1991.
It's a good year.
Now it's all over.
Yeah, everyone's getting old.
Mm-mm.
Turning 40 this year.
We'll see about that, John.
Oh, all right.
Can't you flip that coin?
My
never know.
My midlife crisis is me growing my hair out. My mom asked me when I was going to get it cut, and so now I can't ever cut it to spite her. She's like, when are you going to get your hair cut? I was like, well, never. Just to be mean. Fuck you, Mom. I'm 40. I can grow my hair out.
It's, yeah.
And I also shaved Andy's head, my son.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you cut his hair. I can't win with you. I can't win with you. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I have a niece who's turning 30 next year.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't talked to her for a little bit, but I was hanging out with my brother Arthur, Art, as I like to call him.
Right.
And he said, hey, Darian has green hair now. And I said, hey, is it green for St. Patrick's Day? No, it's just green. And her mom hates it.
Yeah.
But I pointed out the fact.
That's why she's doing it.
That her mom has red hair.
Oh, dyed red?
Well, it didn't used to be dyed, but now it's red. Now it's dyed red.
Interesting.
Well, it seems like a little bit of a... pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
Yeah. It's hard not to have those kind of hangups as you get older. I'm not super worried about hair coloring. I know my wife doesn't really like it, but I don't care if you get like your ears pierced or if you get a non-visible tattoo. I draw the line at the sleeve, and like your forearm tattoo is offensive to me and I hate it.
Because when you're around relatives that are more...
Yeah, as long as it's like on your shoulders. Also, legs don't count. It's just mostly
non-visible guy with a calf tattoo. You fuck.
No. Legs don't count.
Legs
but,
don't.
Like forearm or neck or face or hands. I think it's like a way aggressive tattoo. It's not for me. So if like Owen's like, yeah, I want to tattoo my face, I'll be like, ugh.
Face. I mean, I draw the line. I don't draw any lines. I'm like, all right, I guess.
But Daniel's like, yeah, I want to get a bunch of stripes on my forehead. And you're like, Jesus
Christ. Move to Australia.
What?
Join one of those tribes.
What?
Join up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They got religious tattoos, like awesome ass face tattoos and stuff in Australia.
Oh, the Maori?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And speaking of, I watched Moana with my daughter the other day.
Uh-huh.
Fucking holds up. That movie is amazing.
Pure gold.
Pure gold. But the dad, her dad in that movie is the same guy who plays the Boba Fett in the new Star Wars movies.
Really?
And his voice is like burned in my brain now. I was like, is that Boba Fett? What's he doing? Why is he Moana's dad? It's the same dude.
We got a... you know, clip the audio and put it into Boba Fett's name.
Yeah, you should.
I won't get right on that. Fuck, I won't.
But, I mean, there's generational differences, you know? Green hair. Not really for me.
And then cool nose tattoo that's all in rage. I'm all for it.
What nose tattoo?
You don't know many 15-year-old girls?
No.
Yeah.
I know zero.
There's like a cool nose, kind of like the bowl. kind of like Ferdinand.
Tattoo or piercing?
Oh, did I say tattoo? Nose yeah. piercing.
Oh, okay.
Nose piercing. Sorry.
Honestly, piercings, I have no problem with. Pierce the shit out of your face. I don't fucking care. You can take out piercings. Don't, like, clip your tongue to make the little snake tongue.
Can't so
bifurcate your tongue. Don't do, like, super permanent shit. Tattoos, it's like, nah, you know. If no one can see it, who gives a shit? If it's, like, on your forearm and it's, like, a video game character, I think that's a bad idea.
What?
What? But, no. I mean, you're a grown-ass man. I'm thinking more like my 20-year-old kid is like, I want to get a tattoo. I'd be like, ugh. Like,
you got a lot of life ahead of you.
You can't afford a good tattoo right now.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing, yeah, too.
That's what's stopping me from big tattoos.
Yeah. My wife just put in for another one from that studio she's been going to for a few years. And, you know, the tattoos that she gets are like pieces of art. That's mm-hmm. the way I look at them. And you're paying an artist for their art. And the stupid shit that I got off of a wall in Milwaukee, that was not art. That was trash. And that was something you do when you're 19 or 20. But, you know, when you're an adult and you have adult money, you can pay for art. And I don't, you know, I don't want to pay for my kids' tattoos. But I also want to, I want to be like, save up. Save up $1,000 and get a really nice one.
Get a tattoo gun.
Start practicing.
Get Owen a tattoo gun and a pet pig.
Okay.
For his birthday coming up here in
May. Yep. Well, you know his birthday. It's the same as Superfan Alex. Same day.
May
10th.
10th.
You May knew 10th. I know you know that.
I know it's the day that we brewed.
It's tattooed apple. On your nutsack. all your friends' birthdays.
Hold on. Let me just pull it.
Yep. Oh, yep. There it is.
There it is. Let's forget it, but it's a date I need to remember forever.
It's very important.
Well, John.
Yeah.
The podcast is over. Did you just fart while I was talking? So
no.
So
I wouldn't do that.
So it wouldn't be audible for the...
I had Mexican food today.
Okay. I'm on vacation.
Hooray, spring break.
I'm going up to Tri-Cities, Washington.
Oh, wow. Beautiful country up there. So much desert and nuclear waste.
Yep.
It's amazing. And, like, weirdly, vineyards.
Do not put your nuclear plant next to, like, one of the biggest rivers in Oregon, right?
Or in North America.
Okay. Oops. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.